Holy crap, I love the fat horn lines in that. Nothing satisfies me than like hearing an upbeat song like that, but like the horn lines are just so fat, and the way that they're played, you know, there's nothing like a trombone doing a massive like
RDU 98.5.
RDU 98.5, welcome back to the show. Did you know the person saying the trombone thing?
Sounded familiar.
Sounded familiar.
Sounds like a bass player.
That's not Arnon.
It is Arnon.
Arnon doesn't sound like that.
He does sound like that.
Because
he does that ramble for a little bit and then he'll make a funny noise. So I was like, boom, that's Arnon.
It's the deep husk.
Not very loyal, am I?
Fake fan.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I am a fake fan. Hey, guys. Hello, Teal Sky.
Hello.
How are you?
So good.
I'm so tired.
You need to sit closer to the mic.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of that.
Yeah, come
Tim.
On.
Scooch.
Tim, let's
scooch.
How's my co-host?
Oh yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, been living it up.
Yeah, me and Tim, we went into the wilderness for a week after that.
The wilderness.
We just came out and now we're like, what's up?
We did.
What, like literal wilderness?
No, that's metaphorical
wilderness. Metaphorical wilderness, yeah.
Pitched
a tent, quote unquote.
Pitching tent.
Mm. Yeah. Now it's getting
dirty.
PG, so yeah.
Yeah.
We just went out for coffee.
You have a new song today. Yay!
Yeah.
how do you actually say, is it citalopram? Citalopram?
Citalopram.
You know,
like an escitalopram, like an antidepressant?
No, I figured it sounded like a drug, so I was like, it's after something.
No,
right, so it's after an antidepressant called citalopram.
Yeah.
Will the song lift your depression?
Listen to in the right context, maybe. Yeah. You know, like if you relate to it, it could.
Period. I agree with that.
Okay. Well, that's exciting, actually.
Yeah.
Right. Well, from the horse's mouth, then, tell me all about it.
I mean, we just... This cat over here, pretty much...
Cat.
Yeah, this cool little cat over here pretty much made a bunch of really cool melodies, like, a couple months ago, even probably, like, the start of this year, and then was like, that's kind of nice. And I was like, oh no, that's really, really nice. And then he brought it to the band, and then the boys, oh my gosh, how quick did you guys make that thing?
Oh, it was so quick. We had this literally in a night. We had the whole structure down, and then it was another session of Rebecca just doing some lyric ideas, and then us skimming over top of that. So with the main idea into fruition, yeah, not long at all.
No.
It was one of those songs that just unfolded, which was
right.
Not to sound cliche, but you know, it's quite simple overall in terms of structure. So just adding elements to it was
interesting. I get artists describing this like fairly regularly, where like they have a process for a song and that takes however long, but occasionally like it's an earworm or like a brain fart or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just will come together real quickly.
Literally.
And there's no explanation for it. And that's just some songs.
Exactly. And I guess that's the telepram.
Yeah. So that was this one.
Yeah, that was this one.
So in terms of... So what? Did you kind of just create this wee baby and think, oh, we got to get it out there?
Yeah.
Or... Oh, really?
Totally.
Is that the case?
Totally.
Yeah, we were trying with each... I know we're not talking about the whole EP here, but with each song on the EP, we really tried to sort of do an ode to multiple different genres.
Yeah, totally. Right.
And this one is very much the ode to early 2000s, high school anthem, Rocky, Fall Out Boy,
right,
Pop Punky sort of thing. So the vibes were sort of flowing with all of that.
Totally.
And very much when we heard it and we played it to a few people, we played it at gigs. We've been gigging it for a while.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And seeing the response from the crowd, but also people we played the MP3 to, has just been quite overwhelming in a sense of you know, just a local act putting out a song, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've been super happy with the response, and we feel like when we're discussing the process moving forward, that that's what we wanted to push as our first
song. Oh, okay, so, interesting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it made sense. It's a good switch up from, because we always talk about it whenever people, like, go to our Spotify. It's these two songs where one's, like, this, like, 5-minute long ballad, and then one's this delicious little funk number, but then it doesn't really encapsulate us very well. Yeah, they're just like two beautiful songs we've done, whereas now we're like, we've got this cool body of work that, like Tim said, it's just got so many different genres. It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite interesting. Now, what was it like recording it versus like performing it live? Because that can be like quite different to perform it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think going into that recording process with Citalopram, it was definitely a lot more organized, I feel, because we're organized, for lack of a better word, but we've been playing it for a lot longer. So when we were a lot more rehearsed, a lot more versed in terms of when it came time to put it down. It was like a 1 or 2 take thing, and we definitely had, you know, I had 3 amps set up, all getting different sounds, and I used 2 guitars on it, so there were like 12, 13 guitar tracks that we used on it, and it's, it sort of just happened in the studio as well, working with Jacob and obviously Simon in the Saltbox space, which we're so grateful for. It was the right environment to sort of capture us as well, I feel.
It was a
great experience, and working with great engineers who believed in us and the project sort of all just unfolded. So,
well, I guess, like, there has to be that element of... because you're putting your faith in someone else, right?
Totally.
And when you, like, create work and someone else produces it.
Yeah.
So, I suppose, I mean, I don't create music, but I suppose that there's an element of trust that's needed there, right?
Yeah. No, definitely. And, like, it was so good, like, just sitting there and, because obviously I'm only doing the vocals, so I was, like, there listening to, like, everyone do their, like, instrumentals. And it was just crazy just seeing, you know, Jacob sitting there, and he's just like, tapping that little thing, oh yeah, that's all good, like, let's do it. And it's just like, whoa. And then at the end, Simon's like, oh yeah, here's this, like, little mix, and we're just like, oh my gosh, like, it's just so cool. And such,
this is quite interesting insight, actually, because I mean, many of us out there won't know the process of, like, recording music, but yeah, I guess when you're recording, what, like, tracks at a time, when you're the vocalist, You just sit there.
You literally do. You just sit there and have that, like, I call it the time of your life, because I'm just, like, sitting there, and they're just like, you know, like, it's really cool because you'll just see new ideas come as well. And so, like, especially for some of our songs, like, obviously there's, like, solos and stuff like that. So you'll sit there for, like, an hour, and then Tim will just have done, like, a million different solos, and they all have a different feeling, and, like, they all create a different feeling within the song, and it's like, whoa. And then Elliot will sit there and do a one take over a polyrhythm. Like, what the he did an entire one take.
It's a machine.
And just full polyrhythm. Like, what the frick?
So a one take is... what, that's recording what you need in one take?
First take, start to stop, done.
Done.
You're good.
Right. Was he doing, were they recording something quite complicated or something?
For one of our tunes called House, we have this part where it goes from, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2. The rhythm section still going 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
But Elliot going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. And we all go in a separate direction now.
Yeah. Oh.
And rehearse. Writing that song,
it sounds stressful.
Nightmare. I've got to shut my eyes and keep my metronome, but Elliot's just got it. As long as he can hear that main melody, and he it's called a polyrhythm, and essentially he just straight off the path, should we say, with his rhythm, and it comes back on the one beat, and for him to come in, especially with that tune, and just be like, cool, I'm no warm up, no breakfast. He just went straight into it. It was unreal. So recording with Jacob and Simon and Soulbox was amazing, but recording in a great environment with amazing musicians is a breeze. You'll feed off each other, and it comes.
So, that's quite impressive.
Same with Arnon too. Arnon smashed out the process. He was he did all his parts in a day or two, you know.
Just sat there and was like, that's nice, I'm going to boost.
to further that, so cool. Before we went into the studio, some of the songs were written 2 weeks prior.
Wow.
The only song that had time was Citalopram. We literally busted out the other 4 2 weeks prior.
Yeah, right.
We finished it in the show.
Wow. We know what got you through making this EP. Holy moly. That's all quite interesting because, like, yeah, obviously, you like, no one sees that in a recorded piece of music. It's, I'd love to, you know, we conventionally don't kind of have a way to package how an album was made, you know. I think that's always a really interesting process.
Totally.
It's like, see, all music now, it should come with, like, a photo album or something, you know.
Yeah.
But, hey, I don't work in music, that stuff, whatever. So I can't do anything. I can merely play songs, which is what I'm going to do.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
exciting.
Is it officially out yet?
Mm. Yeah, it's been out since midnight, which is quite fun.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So what? Oh, nearly 9 hours.
We've
had 3 players.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're going to get a whole 3 more now. I'm very excited to play this.
Oh my god.
Citalopram, right?
Yes.
Citalopram by Teal Sky. Will be new to the playlist at some point.
Hey!
Shout
out.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
And hey, thanks for co-hosting with me, baby.
That's
the mighty
fine, baby.
Aotearoa Alternative Awards.
Te mangai
pāho. We were...
Tim's like, what?
Yeah, he's like, okay, that's
cool,
guys.
I'm clapping.
Tim clapping. Tim, be supportive, as always.
Yeah, we did a killer job. Not even gonna...
It was really fun.
It was
really fun. I would actually love to do that again.
It was great. and also, your song at the end, that was lit.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, shout out Seismic for a random little Mint Chicks cover. That was so fun.
Weren't
you boys?
Yeah, they had it going on that night.
They did. I told you they'd get it sweaty.
Yeah, they got it sweaty. I was like very aroused for their performance. Like, it was super on.
Yeah.
Like, really on.
Like, really on.
Anyway, I'm getting a little hot and bothered right now. Let's play
Citalopram. Let's
get depressed.
Yeah, with Teal Sky.
That's the chorus. How do you know the chorus?
He's seen the notes, Tim. He's seen the notes.
Oh, shit. Right. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
To our audience right now, Citalopram by Teal Sky. I'm going to play it. It's brand new to the world.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Whew, citalopram. super 2000s. Yeah, you nailed that sound.
Great job, Tim.
Thank you. Yeah, so well done, guys. especially because, like, you're both too young to remember the early 2000s.
Nah, I actually was born into, I'm the youngest in the band. I was born in 2001, so, like, oh, God.
And you're the youngest. I thought there'd be some 2003s, 2004s in your little toddler band.
I'm a 98 baby.
He's 98.
98. Yeah,
I'm 98. And I grew up with Buzzy B and Susie's World, man. You know, like.
Yeah.
He knows.
Oh, you're like, okay, you guys grown up.
Is Elliot 1999 or 98?
90 is 99, 98. Yeah, yeah, we're similar in age. Yeah. I think he's 99. Yeah.
Now, Elliot has all tattoos. Huh?
Yeah. Elliot's a scrummy boy.
Soon to be more.
Like, where does he get his money from? Because, like,
he works hard.
Does he? I was going to say, because that man's covered in tattoos, and yeah. I want to be, but they're fucking expensive.
I know, they're so expensive. I paid for a cake for one of... I bought a cake. I made a cake and gave it to my tattoo artist for one tattoo.
Really?
But, no, he oh, my gosh. Is he an STMS?
He was involved in the underground slave trade in Christchurch, and then he got out of there, and he just now he works traffic, you know. So he manages traffic sites and stuff. But it's all good. He was multiverse.
So left of field.
That's fine. Well, that's why we're here. You know,
right?
What I mean?
Right. He worked on slave trade,
underground slave trade in Christchurch. Underground slave trade. Come on. But now he works. He's an STMS for Heb. So
right. Yeah. Okay.
He works crazy. Like he will literally be like, oh. Like, let's do a band practice tonight. And he's been like, he'll be like, I've been up since 3 a.m. Okay. And we're like,
yeah.
Oh my God, you'll show up.
Yikes.
Pop off, King.
Hey, well, thanks so much for joining me, you two. And congratulations on that song.
Thank you so much.
Banger.
Yeah. What's your bonus, man?
It's a very good song.
Thank you so much.
That'll go hard with there are audiences who are going to be like, to that one.
Just want everyone to just cry.
So, wow. No, nice. I'm kidding. Nice. I'm not in the business of crying.
No.
You're in the business of slaying the puss.
Sipping espresso.
I wish. Right. Okay. Well, we're going to get back to the music for a little bit. And then I've got Peeps on. And then we got.
Wow.
Some random magician on. No, I do.
Come on, random magician.
And then, yes, we're talking about a gig. So that is going to be the rest of our show. But Teal Sky for now, thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, I do like to do charity work.
Oh.